Sha-native, baby. Coming right around in my town. My town. Coming right around in my town.
Chicago.
Coming right around in my town. My town. Coming right around in my town.
Chicago.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Let's try this again. Hopefully you can hear me. Sha-native Radio. Live every Tuesday, 9 to 10 p.m. Can you hear me now? Right now?
Yeah,
they can. Yeah, I can hear you. I turned up the volume on my
thing. All right.
Good.
I don't know what you people doing out there, you janky motherfuckers, but yeah.
it's you people's fault.
It's you people's.
You can hear our conversation right now?
Yeah, I turned up my audio.
I turned up mine, all right. And it was in my Bluetooth.
All right, let's do this damn thing. Jesus Christ, I'm fucking already pissed. Let's go. Throw him a seat.
Are we starting right back, or are we going from the top? We just going right into it?
Going to the first song.
Hold on, never mind. Wait a minute. I got to do some things now on my end, because everything... Just fill it up.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, music fans from around the world, I'm going to give you ideas, a little script here. You know the vibes.
Oh my God, it's my tribe. Hello there, and welcome to Sha-native Radio. Forget it. Jesus Christ.
I was making it up as it goes along. We are live from the res every Tuesday, 9 to 10 p.m. Don't take your egg out on me. You can stream the show on several platforms. Check us out on our Facebook page, Shy Native Entertainment, our YouTube channel.
We're doing the video now.
Oh, well, here we go. This is No I and
video
right
time.
Where you are.
Girl, I know that through time heals all, but it's hard to be patient, and deep down inside you're alone and you need someone to hold. And I just wanna be, I just gotta be right where you are. Girl, you make me feel so completed, and I can't explain it, so I'm just gonna sing it. It was you. You make me feel so good, so when I'm near you, just as much as 1 + 1 = 2. Even though I messed up 100 times with you, but I want you to know that I can never hurt you again. Seeing tears from your beauty when being a man was my duty.
I just gotta be right where you are.
The song you just heard was Right Where You Are by No Eye. No Eye is an actor, singer, fitness model, and a bodybuilding champion. This song is about the life of someone stepping out to pursue their dreams, but their significant other thought she could handle what comes with being an artist, actor, etc. But when you have to travel, perform, it becomes hard. But when she notices the song was for her, she understands love means more and there will always be hard times. You guys like what you heard? Make sure you follow him on IG at No I-E-N-T. That's N-O-I-E-N-T. We had Maritza on here saying smooth. She liked it. It's very smooth. I thought it was very appropriate too, since I think he did release this on Valentine's Day. He said it wasn't really because, you know, for that purpose, but it fit with the theme of love. So I figured it was a great one to do. Hey, Teresa, thanks guys for coming back. Dr. Winkleman and you amazing ladies over there and gentlemen working in labor and delivery. We appreciate you guys. So yeah, that was, I think, our second song we received from him. Definitely very smooth. I thought it was very catchy too, but smooth. So I was like vibing with it right away. It's something you could sit there and play, you know?
Yeah, and I thought his explanation was well thought out and kind of cool.
I mean, if you know anyone in your life that is an artist of any kind or even an athlete of any kind, someone that does any of that type of stuff, there's not a lot of time for your significant other or family life and stuff like that because you're busy doing a lot of stuff. So, you know, like he said, traveling, that takes up time and just time cultivating your craft.
Yeah.
That's not easy either. So, you know, you don't just get better by half showing up, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So appreciate that, guys. Thanks for that submission. Shine Native Radio is live every Tuesday, 9 to 10 p.m. Make sure you like our Facebook page, Shine Native Entertainment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Ideal Raps. And for those that don't know, we are also live right now on Twitter. You can check us out, Shine Native Radio. And now it's time for our weekly roundup of what's going on.
She said, yeah. I said, no. Something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man. I said, no.
What's happening? Yeah, what's happening?
Going on. So I'm gonna lead it off as I always do, guys. My what's going on this week? Hold up a second. Let me pull it up. Guess what, guys? There's a new drug in town and it's got deadly consequences. Xylazine, known as Trank Dope, or zombie drug, is wreaking havoc in major cities across the country with its devastating effects. It can literally rot the user's skin. The substance seemed to first appear in Philadelphia before migrating west to San Francisco and Los Angeles. It was used for cutting heroin, but most recently it has been discovered in fentanyl and other illicit drugs. While approved by the Food and Drug Administration for veterinary use, xylazine, a non-opioid, is not safe for humans, and those who overdose on the drug do not respond to naloxone or Narcan, the most common overdose reversal treatment. Xylazine causes sedative-like symptoms such as excessive sleepiness and respiratory depression, as well as raw wounds that can become severe and spread rapidly with repeated exposure. The crusty ulcerations, which can become dead skin called eschar, can result in amputation if left untreated. Xylazine is not listed as a controlled substance for animals or humans. Hospitals are rarely testing for it in routine toxicology screenings. The lethal combination of substances is what gives xylazine its appeal. The high of the opioid, such as fentanyl, is extended with the help of Trank. It's too late for Philly, Sean Westphal, an outreach worker with Prevention Point Philadelphia, told the Times. Philly's supply is saturated. If other places around the country have a choice to avoid it, they need to hear our story. People with substance use disorders who get hooked on the zombifying drug believe the emerging substance killed any kind of joy that came with getting high. Trank is basically zombifying people's bodies, said Sam, 28. Until 9 months ago, I had never had wounds. Now there are holes in my legs and feet. The pictures were grotesque. I didn't want to even bring them up.
Yeah, no thanks.
Apparently, the worrying Trank trend comes as the New York City Department of Health reported that 2,668 New Yorkers died of overdoses in 2021. Experts warned that xylazine could worsen the ongoing drug epidemic. Xylazine has been discovered in 36 states. In New York alone, the drug was found in 25% of the samples, per the Times. And earlier this month, the San Francisco Department of Health announced that the low levels of xylazine were found in the systems of four people who overdosed, suggesting that the substance can be hidden in drugs unbeknownst to the users.
Yeah, just say no to xylazine.
I mean, let's just say no to drugs in general. This is horrid. I mean, I don't know. What's out there, you never know what you're getting either way. It doesn't matter what substance you're trying to buy and put in yourself, but...
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'll pass on it. Never need that. That's my what's going on, guys. Hope it brought you some useful information. Mikey? Yeah,
I will not be using xylazine anytime soon. So I found this story on blackclubchicago.org. It takes place in Logan Square. Chef Gabriel Babcock is proud to say his new restaurant is one giant dick joke, and it offers late-night munchies... Logan Square has been lacking. The aptly named Sausage King at 2436 North Milwaukee Avenue opened December 15th with a bang, rolling out a full menu that is straight up food porn, Babcock said, and it is open until 3 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays. So after our next show on a Saturday night, I want to check out this place.
Okay.
Those looking to soak up grease after a night of drinking can order a G-Spot, which is a lamb and beef gyro on a pita. There is also a Red Rocket Polish sausage and the Big D Chicago style char dog. Patrons are greeted by an inflatable male sex doll with Sharpie mustache.
Okay.
The restaurant's playlist is a bunch of dirty songs I found out about food, Babcock said. The core includes a futon, an old dining room table, some patio chairs, and a bunch of other stuff I just brought from home, Babcock said.
Jesus, really?
Yep. He is a self-proclaimed hobo who stumbled into a career as a Chicago cook and bartender, co-owned Sausage King with Matthew Schemmel and his wife, Anessa Schemmel, who ran a food cart business out of Milwaukee by the same name. It's a nod to Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Sausage guy, huh?
Yeah, so late night drunk eats options in Logan Square. They've led to nothing but bad experiences for me, Babcock said. So he's got... on his menu, cinnamon twisty things and a beef supreme funch wrap, which is a big fuck you to you know who, he said. Taco Bell.
Oh, okay. Because they
took the crunch wrap off. Babcock's also serving up all day McGriddles because they never have them at the times I'm awake.
You know, hey, what's up, Joey? I've never had a McGriddle, and I just can't fathom that I want sweet.
People really like McGriddles.
While I'm eating, you know, a breakfast sandwich, I can't do it. You know, it's like going to late night, like, you know what, 2, 3 a.m., you're going to IHOP. I just can't order the pancakes with all the sweetness and the crepes and all that. Like, nah, I don't know. Just, I can't do it. I'm sure it's amazing, though.
So Babcock, he kicked the drug habit before his 30th birthday. And then he went to culinary school after years of picking up odd jobs in restaurants whenever he was tight on cash. Quote, riding the freight trains always led back to Chicago. He took his first real job at the Promontory and bounced around the city's fast casual food scene as a baker, chef, and bartender. Matthew Schemmel and Babcock have long lived in Logan Square, and they met as roommates off of Craigslist. It's a very long story. You guys can read the rest at blackclubchicago.org. But check out Sausage King, and if you go there, let us know what you think.
Recommend the sausage. You are tuning into what's going on. It's our look around the world. Stories you feel are most important, and anything we felt like entertaining you. We got new music coming up right now. Throne C, who do we got?
We're about to play Black Doves. This is by Grim Sickers. Submitted by Motif Management, the music video for the song was just released on February 10th. Another submission we got. Thank you guys, man, for sending those in to us.
Let's go ahead and let's rock with it then. Let's go.
This is Black Doves again by Grim Sickers right here on Shine Native Radio. We're live every Tuesday, 9 to 10 p.m. Tell your friends to check us out. Here we go.
Yeah, spirits floating in the sky, and you can see the torture buried in my eyes. What if I told you a soul never dies? Unified, mandatory, never step aside.
and blood in my veins run ice cold. Yeah. I'm walking over hell on a tightrope. Yeah. I got dreams that I'm dying, so I might go. Yeah. If I die, check my notes on my iPhone. Yeah, give God the glory. Yeah. Paralytic off my nut, watching Klitschko Fury. I know your secret's still never told. Yeah. And best thing you ever done was let me go. Yeah. The crown on my head made my head bleed. Yeah. Until you find yourself, you can't be set free. Yeah. Magnum spilled on his black jeans. I'm scrolling through these apps on this cracked screen. Yeah. Admired attention to detail. Yeah. And demons in my head, I can't sleep well. All black forever free at Manchester. Yeah. My soul possessed by ancestor. Yeah. They don't speak, but I still love her. And treat every meal like the Last Supper. I seen the devil face to face. Yeah. Escape from hell and never left a trace. Yeah. Drag me to the sky by my wrist. Yeah. In my own lane, the man barely exists. Yeah. Yeah. Greatest to ever do it. Yeah. Drunk again, drinking those fluids. Yeah. Yeah. Gym every day to feel normal. Underneath the sea, I got no snorkel. Yeah. Sickers. Thoughts in my head went from good to awful.
This song, guys, is taken from the upcoming All Black Forever 3 project, which is dropping later in 2023. Grim Sickers has been making music for over 10 years and is something of a legend in the UK music scene and beyond, having performed on the biggest stages, including Glastonbury's Pyramid Stage, the most famous festival stage in the world, and now shortly about to embark on a USA tour in March with tour dates in Denver, Austin, Seattle, Portland, LA, and Athens. Again, you guys want to check them out on IG at Grim Sickers. That's GRIMSICKERS.
Yeah, Glastonbury. That's a huge, huge, huge stage. Even Mike, I saw you at the corner of my eye.
Yeah, both of you were like.
Yeah. Huge. That's a huge festival.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the one where there's.
Like 200,000 people. Like, you literally.
Wasn't that where DMX had everybody moshing?
No, I think that was Woodstock 99.
But but Glastonbury was where Jay-Z came out with a guitar.
Really?
Yeah, because the dude from Oasis said that he's not a musician.
Oh.
Rappers aren't musicians. So then Jay-Z came out and he played Wonderwall.
Did he really?
As a fuck you to Oasis. Or
wow. I don't know what's going on. Joseph said no sound, guys. I don't know. Can y'all hear us? Can y'all hear us? But, hey, that was dope.
Mike,
thanks
check.
So much.
I mean, it's registering. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
But appreciate that. Thank you, everyone, who continues to submit their music to us. I quickly wanted to go ahead and talk about Fort Wayne and the show that you guys just had.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about a little bit about it, Mike, where we were? Maybe you can. Now they can.
Okay.
Maritza said, now we can. Joseph said, no. But Medallia said, I can hear you now. So we should be good.
Yep. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. So shout out to YM3 Music Group, J Tubbs, OG Killer Kells for having us out in Fort Wayne at the Rune on Saturday night. Got to play a dope show. Ideal stole the show. Me and Joey did our thing. And, all the acts are really, really dope. Had a good time. I did see someone there that we met at another show here in Barrington. Shout out Expedia for coming through.
Oh, I think I got a photo of you guys with him, right? Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was fun. Never performed in Fort Wayne before, so.
Yeah, so it was cool. It's like a nice little, you know, quick road trip and dip out over there. That was fun. That's a lot of fun. And then I got to say though, Ideal, you really did in my unbiased opinion. Dr. Winkleman, loud and clear. We love you guys. You stole the show, man. You're killing it. Your set was hot.
Ah, thank you.
Oh, man. That was Mike, that's crazy.
I don't know. Yeah, it was fun. Thanks. Shout out to, what was the guy
again? J Tubbs.
J Tubbs, yeah. Thanks for having us. And
his set was dope, too. I really like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really like King Tubbs.
King Tubbs was dope.
That was a hard ass beat.
Yep, very dope. Man, that place was super packed before y'all even got there. Honestly, you see the video recap.
Yeah, that was cool, and it was
super packed.
It was. I think after, you know, it's crazy how some people just bounce right away. But
looked like the young kids had to go home and get to bed. Because there looked like a lot of youthful faces there before we got there.
They were probably going to the after party already. The after party.
Yeah, right.
They're like, all right, we seen our homie. We're out of here. They're like, we don't want to be here no more.
No, but we still had a decent crowd.
So. Oh, yeah. It was cool. I you know what? The sound was great.
The stage I really liked was cool. Shout out to Eric. Eric the sound man.
Was doing your thing, dude.
He definitely was.
Who's an avid fan of hip hop?
Yeah, I would have never thought that.
Older white dude with long hair.
Hey, man, what they always say, you can't put labels on nobody because you never know. And I want to mention as well while we're here, Ideal, we're going to talk a little bit about your upcoming album.
So you talk about Mike's.
Well, Mike's is out, but
all right.
It is, but.
That's cool. Go ahead.
So Ideal, you've got an album coming. It's titled Feliz y Guapo.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dropping it on 3/3/23.
That is correct.
And if I could ask you one thing, out of all the songs on this album, which one do you like the most? Which one is your favorite?
I'll answer that for him.
Which one?
Die for This second verse.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, he's talking about another song. It was Thank You, but it's, you know, we'll see. But I don't know. It's getting Thank You gets a great reaction live. So I gotta.
And yeah, everyone loves it. Joseph so. Image said 3/3/23, go get it. Yes. And I have a question for you. What is there an overall message in this album at all? Or like, what is the meaning of this? Is there a meaning to this album? Is it just something you, like, what is this album entirely?
Too many people walking around mad at life, you know. I choose to walk around happy and handsome. It's just the way it is.
That's why you got the baby face.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you see people scrunched up with their face looking mad. Then everything gets you. I don't get too high. I don't get too low. Unless, you know, I'm purposely getting high.
I was about to say, there's a purposeful song on there, I believe, though. That.
Yeah, so, you know, I felt like it was. It's overall positive music. I mean, I got one joint on there that's not so positive, but.
you guys will hear it very soon.
That was for specific reasons. Just to let somebody know that they can get that work if they need it. Yeah, you know, overall, I just wanted to make something that was.
Joey Child's giving the goop the eyes. He's giving the big eyes, Chris.
I wanted to give it something positive. There's a lot of negativity in the world, and if I could be a shining light through all the problems in life, then I go, you know, that's what I'm going to try to do. So
that's quite, you know, noble of you.
Yeah. Besides, yeah, cool. You know, it's a lot easier to push a song, I feel, if there's positivity into it.
Can I ask you one question?
Or a message.
Why do you make music? Why you keep making music?
I make music because it's still fun. And there's no other reason behind it. It's just, it's still fun to get out there and perform. It's still fun to release albums. It's still fun to interact with people and fans that are out there and anyone that's interested in the music. It's still fun. When it stops being fun, then I'll stop. But for the moment, I honestly feel like I'll probably be about 70 years old and I might not be releasing music on digital streaming platforms. There might be a new way to get that work out there, but I'll still probably write and still have ideas and always humming something, beating something on, you know, your hands on the table or something, because I think music is always going to be a part of me, and that's just what I'm
even
do.
if you stop for a while, it's something you've been doing since you were.
I think it's like
a child. It's kind of just like second nature at this point.
Yeah,
yeah. It's, you know, I mean, at this point, if we were doing it because we were getting rich, then we would have all probably stopped by now.
Yeah, but I think that's a real
conception.
Yeah, that a lot of people have, that you're just, you know, gonna, you're gonna make all this money off of music, and that doesn't work that way.
People always ask me, they're like, what advice would you give to an up and coming artist? Don't do it. Do something else. You know, become a doctor or a lawyer. You know, the amount of hours and time that artists of all of us put into it, you know, you might never really see it back, what you truly put into it, but it's a labor of love, and you do it because you love it. That's no other reason why. I'm excited about this one. It's probably like my 7th, 8th overall project out. You know, considering a Shy Native collaborative album and my previous mixtapes, you know, some of those aren't all available everywhere. But
this is probably my favorite Ideal project I've heard.
Yeah. I was going to say, I
just
think this
sonically,
is
front to back.
Front to back. I can play every single song. There isn't one that I want to skip.
Yeah.
All of it. I like every
single
one.
Well, what's funny is I think I finally learned to rap. It's only been about 20 years.
Well, I'm proud of you.
But
Good job, Ideal.
What it is really is I tell people, I'm like, how do you not hear yourself? And now finally with this last project and things I've been doing lately, I really can hear myself to the point where I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound good. Right when you do it. Right when you're in the studio recording it. So now you can hear that. And, you know, it's more about playing with melodies and creating things that that are going to be sonically pleasing. And I honestly say, and people always kind of roll their eyes if they're like hip hop, true hip hop heads. To me, the easiest thing to do is just bar out. Like, give me back to back, back to back. I'm the dopest. I'm the illest. I'll kill you this way and slice you that way. The hardest thing to do, I honestly feel, is to create something musically pleasing for everybody, to where if they're 65 years old, 75 years old, and they don't like rap because they have negative connotations and preconceptions of it, but they hear your music and they're like, wow, that is extremely catchy and it's very friendly. That is the hardest thing to do, to make hits. And I mean, I try to make hits. we'll see the numbers and the interactions on March 3rd will ultimately determine that. But so far, I've been submitting the project to many stations and many a playlist and whatnot. And so far, we're getting things back that we're getting positive reviews. So excited about it, man.
Yeah, you should be. It's a good project. I also don't like when people listen to my music for the first time and they say, yeah, you know, that's not really my type of music, but that was good. I'm like, there's tons of that type of music out there. Like, don't let the shit that you're hearing on the radio just skew your opinion of what hip hop is, because there's tons of good music. Ideal has a whole project full of good music, so I hope you guys will support this project. And it's just fun. Like, most of this project is just fun to listen to.
Yeah, you know, I didn't try to do anything.
He's like, I didn't try to bar out. Yeah, but you still
naturally did.
Well, I mean, that only reason that happens is because, you know, how we grew up. And we were very strict on each other, the group that I was in and everything.
He was a big Pun fan.
Yeah, and, you know, if you didn't bring it, we're going to clown you. But, no, am I still sitting down? No, I definitely am more laxed on it, though.
It amazes me how fast he can write his verse and like, from beat to concept of the hook, kind of.
He just told you the secret.
He has fun.
It's all fun
to him. And like, I've been out there vibing with him, and like, we'll come up with the hook. And then he's like, you know, he's doing his thing, head down. And then he's just like, next thing you know, he's like, I got this 16 already. I'm like, what, for real?
Yeah, like, to me, the writing of the verses isn't the hardest part. It's really
the hook.
That's the most important thing. That's the meat and potatoes of the actual song. If you don't have a hook that goes. To where, like, if you perform, so here's my thing. Let's finish this. I'm probably running long.
No, this is interesting.
To me, music is meant to be performed live. Uh-huh. I think that's what it is. And it's meant to be consumed live. So for me, I want elements to where the music is just going to go well live. I don't want to slow it down. But I mean, I do have slower songs, but, you know, maybe the vibe is still that of energetic and whatnot. So.
I just want to say, Joseph said, you know, so excited for what you guys got going on. I'm very proud of you, guy. And then Maritza was like, raw talent and passion. So proud. King Zoe said, facts.
If y'all didn't know, Ideal has been paying his dues for a long time. We've been rapping a very, very long time together. This man was in all city battles. You know,
he earned his stripes.
He got a deal when he was 16, right?
Yeah, 18. We were signing out of high school.
Ronu was like 16, you were 18.
Yeah, so. Ronu had to have his parents sign the contract.
So, I mean, this guy's been around. You know, this isn't his first project. Like you said, this is like number 8. So check out the catalog, but definitely keep your eyes open for March 3rd when Feliz Iguapo drops. I also have a couple
cameos on there. Two, yeah.
One and a half.
And I put them back to back, and I know I was like, people were probably like, why? You know, I was like, screw it, because, you know, the name of the album is Felice Guapo. And then someone was like, well, you don't have a song in Spanish. I was like, what I got to do with you? Whatever, you know, your preconceived notion is, I don't got to follow none. Exactly. I do what I want to do when I do it. You know what I'm
Amen.
Saying?
Amen.
So,
hey, King Zosa, never blur the lines of real hip hop.
Exactly. So, you know, we're having fun. That's what we're doing.
It's a vibe.
We're excited about this project. I am. So we're just going to keep it moving, man. And do what we do, man. Because that's the only way we do it. We came up the hard way.
Speaking of projects, myself and Joey Childs has Too Much Text Volume 1 out right now. It's on my Bandcamp, mikelogic.bandcamp.com. And it will be on all streaming platforms March 7th.
On the ride back from Indiana, I was trying to get Mike Logic to commit to doing a mixtape with me. We're just going to pump them out here, though.
I was probably asleep. I might have said yes. I don't know.
You said
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you absolutely did say yes. You were like, yeah, that's great. Yes, that's right.
But we're just going to jack industry beats and film it, record it here, and then give it to AQ and have him do what he does.
Put it together.
Yeah, so it should be fun. Let's get into that next joint, though, Throne Cito.
Yes, we are about to let you guys hear The Hard Way. This is by Honored Moocher. Honored Moocher is an African-based artist. The song The Hard Way is off of his album Red Mercury, The Omidas Journal. Honored Moocher is no amateur when it comes to hip-hop and has shared stages with Cannabis and Talib Kweli and starred in a TV series that introduced a new generation of South Africans to Antarctica through hip-hop.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
Mike, I heard this beat, this song, and yeah, this beat's hard. This I think beat we all know this. I think we've heard this. It's familiar, but let's get into it right now. Ow. You're listening to Shy Native Radio, live every Tuesday. 9 to 10 p.m.
Rock a new spot. Every time I'm sick with this, man, I'm so ubiquitous, ridiculous. We just want some chicks to have some kids with us. Lit for this, struggling to find someone to die for. Cyborg, metallic arms, I grab the mic, I'm Tom Ford. Jean Paul, Gaultier got encore. Fly Lord, why you behave like activists looking for things to die for? Life is short as leprechauns, about to put my Kevlar on. Next to dawns, I'm presidents who work with my Decepticons. Get the bomb, cautious off the toes I might be stepping on. Never wrong, walk into the battle. Filled with weapons drawn. I had to come up the hard way because I never had a helping hand. Now this is what I hate to be. Like Clint Eastwood, it's hard out here to be good. The priesthood took me in, I found it hard to eat good. The bad man truly do the bad man. Boogeyman's duty to spank booty. The black hand moody, yeah, you shoot the bars. I'm about to shoot through the czars. I'll smash the flute, shoot guitars. Look for loot, whoop the guards. The prick chicks adore. Pick some chicks, pick the core. Pick the flick, split the core. Trip the switch, flip the floor.
I had to come up.
Only one way. Sometimes it's the hard way, but it's the necessary way, you know?
Yes.
That one don't kill you, only makes you stronger. It says he's African-based, but man, he really sounds like New Yorker. I don't know. I'd like to do a little bit more deep diving into that, but that was The Hard Way by Honored Moocher, and you heard it here on Shy Native Radio.
You guys can check him out on IG and on Facebook. It will be the same. It's at @honored_moocher, and that's M-O-O-C-H-E-R. I thought that was super smooth. Obviously, as soon as I heard the beginning, I had to learn the hard way because I had no one else. Like I was in. I was like, this has got to be good. And his voice carried this song so well. Again, like you said earlier, your voice is really important. And it's hard, I guess, when some people don't really hear themselves or realize maybe your voice just isn't made for music.
Joey knows what I'm talking about when the late night IHOP conversations about who's garbage in the scene.
Man, those
who's
trace,
booty?
Those Trace Leche pancakes.
Joey Child says super dope sample. He went crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You are
yeah.
not listening to Cannabis. can I bust? Yes, I can.
Sometimes if you could be a fly on the wall for those conversations we have, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah, you would, because we was going in, or they was. I was just listening.
I was just giving my honest opinion. People don't want to hear an honest opinion. I can't give it to you.
Amen. Then, they were kind of neck. They were right there with those opinions.
I can only imagine how the experience was the other day, my guy.
Everybody's a critic.
It was booty AF, according to JoJo.
Oh, good times. He says we was venting.
The only way we know how, right over a couple IHOP pancakes and breakfasts, you know what I'm saying?
My logic was totally down with that one. He was loving it.
Breakfast sampler.
You know, our guy, I feel like you messed him up, Mike, because he was so confident with his orders that he screwed up every order. You know what, guys?
I was mesmerized by his skill.
Let me go to PSA right now. For you guys out there that are servers, I know you guys want to come out there and flex and be like, you know what? I don't need
it.
It is a flex. And it is a flex. But if there's like two, if there's more than two people at the table, go ahead and write that down.
We had eight people at the table.
I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to write it down. Hell, I even told him I don't even remember what I wanted to order. You know, by the time they go around the table, you're like, I know what I want. And they're like, oh, shit, let me bring that back.
Hold on, let me get the menu real quick.
I can't even remember what I want. How are you going to remember?
Homie, he's like, I got you. All their orders were off. You know, we asking. Mike gave him the yips.
You gave him the yips, Mike.
We asking.
He came back a couple times like, did you get this? Are you getting the eggs over easy?
I was like,
how'd
shit.
You want your bacon?
At that point, man, I mean, give me a napkin. I'm going to write it down.
I mean, dude, you've already come back like four times.
No, he was cool. He was definitely a cool guy.
And I was pleased with my meal, so I can't.
Mine came wrong, but I learned a long time ago I'm not sending food back to the kitchen because my father.
I'll eat it.
He told me the stories
of
what happens when the food comes back and you're a little unruly back in the day. I can't imagine it's changed in the industry.
You know what? It would have been on him for not writing it down, for thinking he was a server savant.
He's like, I got you. I'm like, you know, there's like eight people here. And he's just like, hey, what you need? I'm like, okay. What you doing working here, baby? Because you good then.
I started to see him sweat. Yeah. After I asked him that. Like, how do you do it in your head? You're like, I'm a server, bro.
So, you know, we love food around here, but we also love us a movie. We always see movies. This week was no different than other. It's the time to talk some movies. We rate movies on a scale of 1 to 3 eyes. 3 eyes being a classic, 2.5 being great, 2 being good. Anything less than that, we do not recommend. So come with us, our friends, to the movies.
Now, a feature presentation.
The sorry state of films today.
Go to the lobby. Let's all go to the
If the movie stinks, just don't go.
To get ourselves a treat.
Hated it.
All right, first movie we're going to talk about is none other than Someone I Used to Know.
On a trip to her hometown, workaholic TV producer Allie reminisces with her ex, Sean, and starts to question everything about her life. Things only become more confusing when she learns Sean is getting married to Cassidy, who reminds her of the person she used to be. This movie was all right. The story was there. You know, it's two people making mistakes here and there. The lead actress in it, she had her issues for sure, trying to fall back in with dude. Even after realizing, you know, and knowing that he's on his way to get married, she's like, he should be mine. So there ensues the antics of her to try and get him back. But, you know, if it's not meant for you, it's not meant for you. I'm going to say if you haven't seen this movie, you got nothing to do, definitely give it your time. I'm going to give it a solid 2 eyes.
I enjoyed it. Overall story was good. There were some funny moments. I liked the lead actress. It was written by Dave Franco. I see he's probably getting, and I don't know. There was a whole issue with the Franco brothers and definitely the older brother, James. So I saw him and the lead actress. They basically came up with the story basically when they were both back home in their hometown and they were discussing how it's strange, you know, when you go back and you meet somebody from your past life and you try to pick up where it was. And that's where the whole story came about from there. Myself, I give it solid 2 eyes. It was funny, entertaining, wasn't groundbreaking. It's not going to change your life. You're not going to run out and do anything, but it is a good love story that I think if you got a little boo next to you thing, you know what? Go ahead, slide that on, put that on. She'll be thoroughly enjoyed, or he will as well. And, you know, go ahead and watch that, man.
Yeah. Someone I used to know.
Throw it on. All right, next one we saw was Piggy. This one was on Hulu.
Man.
Sarah is an overweight teen who witnesses a stranger kidnap a clique of girls who bully her on a regular basis. When police start asking questions, she keeps quiet, and she's torn between revealing the truth or protecting the man who saved her. This was a foreign film, right?
Was it? Yes, yeah, it definitely was a foreign film. That make you funny? That was one of the ways they were trying to describe, you know, that's funny or you're going to laugh at what you see. Yeah, it was awkward. I'm going to say something here. You know, you got to build your children up to have some kind of self to them and to always be able to speak up for themselves. And I hate a character. I hate a character that is just shits on themselves and doesn't open up their mouth to say anything when you are physically capable of putting the foo fops on somebody. And then I guarantee you, once you do it once, they're going to learn to shut their mouth up and leave you alone. And it goes to show just like this, the awkwardness of this young lady. And then, you know, her mother wasn't really there to like, I mean, you know, something is off with your kids or they're a little nerdy or a little different, you know, and if they're going to be those things, there's nothing wrong with any of that. If you're a little nerd and you're a little off or awkward in one sense because you do things different than others, there's nothing wrong with that. But I mean, really build your children up to be confident in themselves instead of being 15, 16 years old, getting bullied by other little witches. You know what I'm saying? Because that could not have ever been me.
The girls are just terrible.
Girls are some nasty ass witches.
I walked in on like two scenes and then walked right out. I couldn't even watch it.
Well, you don't like anything. You don't like foreign films at all. You don't like voiceovers.
I saw the way the girl was getting bullied. I did not like it.
But I mean, that's reality though. That really is. The children out here are disgusting and they're vicious. And that's my point. And seeing her like so timid and not being able to speak up until the end when she nearly needs to lose it because of what she's going through. I didn't enjoy it. That threw me off a lot. And I just wanted to slap the crap out of her and be like, get your ish together, girl. Like, you over here acting like a wallflower when you are far from petite and a wallflower, girl. Mm-hmm. Because like my daddy said, nobody got to like you, but they do got to respect you. And if they don't and they talking ish, you pick up their hand, you give them five of these across your lips and you call me and we'll deal with it after the fact.
I just don't get the lack of empathy like that people have. Because
people are nasty. I mean, their people are the way they are and children are the way they are. I can't wrap my brain around it. You know why? Because they get that from their parents.
Yep.
You are a byproduct of your parents.
You ever seen that meme where it's like a child's like talking nasty to another child, but then the tongue from the parent is going through their mouth through the kid's tongue? So yeah, it's pretty much where it is. I give it 1 3/4 eyes. You ain't missing nothing. Your life will be all right if you don't watch that movie. It's fine.
Because I'm going to tell you, the overall image of it made it look a lot more hardcore and badass than it was. I'm only giving it 1.5 eyes.
So, you know, it's one of those we don't recommend watching. Yeah. Next one is the Poison Rose. A Los Angeles private investigator takes on a seemingly routine missing case person in his hometown of Galveston, Texas, where he is pulled into a complex web of crimes. This is starring, it's 2019 release. It was on Netflix. It's starring John Travolta, Morgan Freeman.
There were some big names in this one.
The lady from, the old fine lady from Taken.
John Travolta just had his 69th birthday, by the way.
Shout out John Travolta. It was aight, man.
Really?
Yeah.
None of us watched this. You watched it.
You'll be fine if you don't watch
it. Was it boring?
No, it wasn't boring. I'd give it like a low 2 eyes. It was good, but you ain't missing nothing if you don't watch this one. Your life will be complete without it. You'll be fine.
Mm.
The last one I want to talk about is, spoiler alert, the story of Michael Osello and Kit Cowan's relationship, which takes a tragic turn when Cowan is diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Mm. I wanted to watch this. I haven't, but I know it's got to be pulling on your heartstrings if you watch this movie.
Yeah, it was, you know, it shows the evolution of a relationship. Obviously, everyone's relationship is different because of the dynamics or whatever it is. In this particular one, this was a homosexual relationship between a man and a man. The stars are Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory fame. Mm-hmm. And and he falls in love with this other individual, and they have a relationship almost of 17 years, obviously.
That long? I didn't hear. Oh, wow. Long. 17 years? Aww.
And then, you know, but obviously they're looked up to like as the pillars of a relationship in the community. And then, you know, people don't know. There's like they have problems there as well. But
yeah, I'm sure everyone does.
They get to a point where the problems become what they are. But then at that point, Kit gets diagnosed with cancer. And from there on, you know, they put everything else aside and try to address that. And then inevitably, you know, I don't want to give away too much, but it is terminal cancer. And just dealing
keyword
with...
keyword terminal.
Yeah, so it was sad. It was sad.
You going to shed some tears?
Did I shed some tears?
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, people are going to shed some tears. I'm physically
how many eights?
Two and a quarter eights. It wasn't bad. I liked it. It was a good movie. I recommend
watching. Easy watching.
Easy watching, man. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Nothing easier than tuning in with Shine Native Radio, man, because we're live every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Artists that want to be a part of this show, make sure you send your music to shinenativeradio@gmail.com. If it is dope, we will play it. Just a reminder, we are live on Facebook at Shine Native Entertainment, on YouTube at Ideal Raps, and of course on Twitter at Shine Native Radio. So when we start at 9 o'clock, the best thing you could do is lock it in with us, man. Come in here, do what you got to do, and go get yourself something to drink. You know
and
what
your
I'm saying?
Sippy cup.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm excited for this song. I'm excited for you guys to hear this song. This is going to be Sippy Cup by Gods and featuring Sunny Reds. Gods has returned with a new single, Sippy Cup. It's now available on all DSPs, just released on 2/7 with Dirty Dungeon Studios out of Baltimore, Maryland. Shout out B-More, my alma mater over there, Coppin State. Gods includes MCs Regulus, who also produced the track Pinpoint and L3, as well as DJ Rocky Styles on the cuts. Additional lyrical firepower comes courtesy of Grifty Gang affiliate Sunny Reds as a guest feature. Speaking on the track, Regulus stated, "It's literally about staying away from people with bad energy and keeping them in check when they disrespect." Let me put that back. It's literally about staying away from people with bad energy and keeping them in check when they disrespect. Because that's what I'm all about. Disrespect me, you're going to know, because you'll never do it again, Heffa. The track is the first leak from the next forthcoming Gods album, which stands for Going At Whoever Don't Surrender. LP to drop this spring. This is Shine Native.
Get a bitch broker, get it bent over, left shoulder. She your best soldier, best twat. Red dot, hot, but a breast holder. Lead pop, dead shot, hot. Have the leftovers, head sold up. Lead boulders, crush you to death, poser. To kill you in your sleep, while your bitch slept over. Now your body decomposing over, throwing pet odor. Check folder, click top shit, you never met Moda. Red Dover, ride a beat, beat that's beautiful and cryptic. Suitable and twisted, but reusable and gifted. Musically, I shifted my business into overload. Hold your tone, I'm over. Grown, underpay you, sold your soul. Robots that just hold the phones. Ran by remote control with no one home. Know your role, the bottom of the totem pole. Throwing rope, but barely hope for a bear to poke. A scary joke, but you rarely grope or get the cherry poke. I swerved you. Who the fuck encouraged you to hit me up? Dipped up, dive, driving in your pickup truck. Split the dust, I apply the guts in your sippy cup. Niggas nuts. But if you asking, I'm pistachio. I always get it cracking for green. My shit nasty, bro. Natty bow, fast and slow. How you want your cash to grow? Imagine if you still had the passion. Plus, what these bastards know. You laughing broke while I'm stacking. These rappers passing notes. They asking if you know about the passage to Savage Rope. An actual goat with some cabbage to casket poke. I master throat if you really average and pass it dope. I'm past all the jokes and all the small talk that's cordial. I laughed when I noticed you was all talk, ignored you. The path that we taken, we all walk before you. The fact is you fake and you flawed, and I saw you. boring shit. I make a horror scene.
The city is shit.
You frivolous pricks intrigued by the silliest shit. Bet I back this fifth out, you turn a clitoris in. From the days of Ava Rexon, DVDs, I'm accepted in every hood like EBT. Stay calm, little dummy, hit some CBD. Or I'll turn all that shit talk into an EVP. Pump your brakes, drive slow, little homie. Intervals, watch your tone, be calm, you'll know me. You wasn't on that interstate with packs going coastal. You was local, frustrated, on the verge of going postal. Mimicking your vocals after rappers who don't know you and never will. So quit that gun talk, you never kill, bitch. Yeah, you alright, duh, but you was never real. You white claw, motherfucker, this is Everclear.
You don't want a problem, but you got one. Barking up the wrong tree, fucking with me. You don't want a problem, but you got one. Wonder what the end will be, that we gon' see. You don't want a problem, but you got one. Barking up the wrong tree, fucking with me. You don't want a problem, but you got one. Wonder what the end will be, that we gon' see.
Sippy Cup.
That right there. That was my favorite jam of the night. That line, and then he had that line, suck my, I'm back on my ignorant ish. I was like, yeah, boy. That's me all day. I never stopped being ignorant. But you know, you would know. Try me. You want to play, I show you who's the bigger ignorant ass. It would be me. So, them horns.
So proud.
The replay value on this. This is my kind of song right here. Talking ish to the 100%. Already in my playlist. When I heard this, I had to pick up Mike and I was jamming on the way to get him, jamming on the way back. That's that. That does it for me. That's the song that does it for me.
I think every artist on there had a vocal presence to them.
Yes.
That really resonated with me. So. Especially that the second and third verse, not nothing against the first verse, but the second and third verse, especially the third verse when he came in, just the tone in which he delivered it. I was like perked up, definitely caught my ear and grabbed my attention, which is obviously the point of music.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, Mike?
I liked it.
All right.
Great. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
He's like, I liked it. Hey,
good stuff. I appreciate the submission. Keep it moving along. Another week of Shy Native Radio. So we have another champion of chumps. It's only right. We discuss who done did something. And this one was brought to us none other than the guy over here, Mike Logic. So let's get into it.
You didn't do it, didn't reach your goal.
You have no idea what an idiot is.
And you didn't have what it takes. So here's to you and your huge
loser.
Mistakes.
You're a loser. Are you feeling sorry for yourself?
You
well, you should be, because you are dirt.
And you lost it. This isn't your time. This wasn't for you.
Why am I such a loser? Why?
Well, your father was a loser, but a dream. And his father. And his father. It's genetic, man.
The best is when Bart realized it's a genetic, man. And then he's like, oh, wait.
Nope.
Who's this week's champion of chumps?
It's Marjorie Taylor Greene, given to us by Mike Logic.
She's in the Hall of Fame at this point.
All right. And he's so passionate about it. He's going to talk about this as to why she's this week. But I wanted to share the tweet that he sent us and was like, this is what we're talking about. She tweeted earlier this week, we need a national divorce. We need to separate by red states and blue states and shrink the federal government. Everyone I talk to says this. From the sick and disgusting woke culture issues shoved down our throats to the democratic, treacherous America last policies, we are done.
Sounds very treasonous, Marjorie.
And 2.5 million views. I think one of the saddest thing is there are some really dumb, stupid ass fuckers in this world. I see it constantly. A lot
elected
of them,
officials.
A lot of, yeah, a lot of
some
them.
Some of them.
And a lot of people who still believe that Trump is the president and there are two governments running right now, but Trump is still running and is the boss of it. It's disgusting, but go ahead, Mike. Please give us a little more insight as to why she is this year's champion of chump.
Because this week, maybe this year's, who knows? Her state is no longer red; it's gone blue.
Mm.
So she's
doing a great job.
So
huh?
She's talking about separating the red states from the blue states. Chick ain't gonna have a home. She's gonna be where's she gonna live? Georgia ain't gonna be your home no more because it's not a red state. And this sounds very much like when the Confederacy, the Confederate South versus the North.
Mm-hmm. The Union.
The Union. When the South left the Union and became the Confederacy. And it's just.
You're now listening to World History with Mike Logic.
No, we're not going to do that.
I mean, U.S. history.
We're not going to do that, but
I just want to say, when I saw her goofy ass sitting there.
It sounds like Ben there done that, you know?
At Biden just gave a few weeks ago his speech. I can't think of the name of this particular speech he just gave a few weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago, a week ago?
I don't remember.
Didn't he address the, isn't the, wasn't
it's not, it's not a State of the Union. Okay, I don't believe that was what it was.
That wasn't the State of the Union.
It wasn't the State of the Union.
Okay, well, he was giving a speech and she's there, sitting there in this all white fit with these white boots. I was like, bitch, are you going to a J-Lo concert or something? Like, what are you doing?
She's just
sitting there mocking him and rolling her eyes the entire time. You are an adult. I really wish some of you assholes would act like adults and act like, I mean, I believe a lot of these people in politics, I was going to say are educated, but you know what? I take that back because there are some people who are really not getting into these positions. So I don't know about her background, but I would like some of these people to act like how they should, you know, with some type of humility and modesty and doing what we're supposed to do, which is for the overall better of everyone and not just one particular group or race of people and worry about them only or your elitism or your power or your moneyism and that's it and that's all you're for because the world's made up of a lot of other people and I guarantee you a lot of hardworking people too that you would never understand.
She said something else too about Confederate statues and when black people see Confederate statues or symbolism like that, if she was black she would be proud of how far we've come. It's like, Marjorie, you're not black.
Yeah, I'd like to see if
Marjorie.
Yeah.
You're on your soapbox talking about your marriage, talking about you do good, but too bad you couldn't do good at marriage.
Bitch, yeah, that's why your husband left you, you dirty ass cunt. I said it, bitch.
She's just wild. She's wild.
Your old ass. Sit your ass down. You about chest up to in the grave. You better calm down, bitch.
I'm gonna keep it PG for the people over there. For the doctors and nurses.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Well, whatever. It's an adult radio.
She don't know
whatever.
How to do it. She can't whatever. Do it without swearing.
I get aggravated and I can't deal with these heifers.
But I can't stand Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I can't. I love how they're always speaking for us. Right on, Joey. They're always like black and brown people, you know, black and Latinos.
If I was black, I'd be proud of how far we've come.
I mean, it's frustrating because I've had someone, you know, say that I was a savage for wanting to act a certain way. Mm-hmm. And it was a white person that told me that. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I was like, he did it to me. It was a frustrating day.
Well, you were very upset about that. Because YT tears were crying, being flown, and then they were the victim.
How did that happen?
They were the victim.
I was like,
they're
good at that game.
It's always they're always the victim.
Once you run their mouth, talk shit, and then all of a sudden they the victim. When someone says, you know what, I'm gonna pop you in your mouth.
Yeah, when you bite back,
and then
let
when
them
you
know.
Tell them you're gonna pop them in the mouth, you're an animal because you don't know how to control yourself. I was frustrated because you know what, anyone that knows me and that knows me, I'm the biggest sugar bear there is.
Biggest sugar bear.
So for you to get me that way, you must have did something.
Absolutely.
But you know what, I was told I didn't. I was immature.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was a frustrating day.
That was a real rough day.
That was
real
rough.
Really, really mad. I was like,
the white man did it to me again. Told
they
me
always
I didn't
do.
They didn't tell me I didn't
do,
know how to act. It was like, goddamn champion of chumps. They get you every motherfucking time.
It's real rough. And they never understand that. They never understand that.
They don't. You know why? Because I'm over here stacking up body counts. Let's get into the last joint of the day, Throne C.
We're about to hear Body Count. This is by Deshaun El Villano and the legendary DJ Epps. Straight from the 305 comes the official update to the Miami Underground rap sound. Deshaun El Villano and the legendary DJ Epps team up for their Spanglish and musically eclectic project, which is called Back to the Greatest Mixtapes in Hip Hop History. Nuevo Doom has surpassed the 100,000 streams since it was released on 127/23.
Dang, that is not very long.
Nuevo Doom is available on all streaming services and major digital platforms.
Over 100,000 streams in less than a month. Congratulations, that's tough. Bravo. Hey, King Zoe, what you trying to hear? King Zoe wants to hear Mike Logic and Joey Childs joint. I'll play that next if you want. I don't care.
Which one do you
want
to hear? Let us know.
Let us know. Let's cut into this Body Count right here on Shy Native Radio. Let's go. Anytime now.
Right here. Shy Native Radio, baby. Only the best. Body count.
How can I wake up when your shit puts me to sleep? Ain't nobody counting shit, cause I slaughtered all your sheep. Tal vez si te metes otra línea coca. Otra línea si tal vez así rebota. Putting motherfuckers in a coma with your monotone, boring ass rap persona. No it broma, you ain't got that lit shit. Spin rip, next universe, Morty Rick shit. You more like wannabe, Eminem, karaoke, okie dokie, sleepy ass delivery. You would pull a summer hayak if you caught the fucking kayak with the dyak and stood on a Cadillac with a fucking milli in your hand.
That's my word.
I don't need to be the man or be adulated. I'm just stating that my statement can't be understated. I've never met the greatest, but I've met the basement. And I know I'm better than that bass head. That's no understatement. Dime que tú no entiendes. Deja que él me reviente pa' que vea que todo se enciende. Yo traje el terror ahí, le di pa' que comience. Te aseguro que tengo a todo el movimiento aquí pendiente. How can I wake up when your shit puts me to sleep? Ain't nobody counting shit, cause I slaughtered all your sheep. Tal vez si te metes otra línea coca. Otra línea si tal vez así rebota. I never been a hater, cloud chaser like these betas. I'm a congratulator, motherfuckers confuse it. So I turn into the agitator, regulator, devastator. In Spanish, I'm like Nas and Jada. In English, I'm out of my comfort zone. But I'm still out here coming for your dome. I'm the Goths and I'm coming for your Rome. I'm a pillage, burning down your village, just a fucking villain. How can I wake up when your shit puts me to sleep? Ain't nobody counting shit, cause I slaughtered all your sheep. Tal vez si te metes otra línea coca. Otra línea si tal vez así rebota. How can I wake up when your shit puts me to sleep? Ain't nobody counting shit, cause I slaughtered all your sheep. Tal vez si te metes otra línea coca. Otra línea si tal vez así rebota. Vibrant, Edition, El Villano, y my 305 Studios. Ya te sabe, ya te sabe. It ain't about being number one to me. It's like rap is this gladiator sport. If you're the champ, you gotta defend your title. If you're the underdog, you gotta go for yours. That's the way hip hop is, you know what I mean? Something out of nothing.
Hip hop's like combat sports. Gladiator sport. You see how many dope fights are coming up?
Yes.
We're about to be in it for a treat, man.
I don't know that Benavidez and Plant's going to be a great fight.
Body count, the Sean El Villano. Heard it here on Shine Native Radio. I like the overall message, you know, just I like that, you know, when you put me to sleep with your monotone, I'd be like, yes.
Yes. Amen all day, man.
Y'all people not hear yourselves sometimes. And I was guilty of it as well because coming up, the general understanding that we had was you wanted to sound consistent, like no ebb and flow difference between your tone. So that's the way I at least interpreted growing up. And now that's not the case. You realize, you know, you want to switch it up, but, you know, it's hard to come out of that. But dope submission. Overall, love the vibe.
Shout out my Latino gente.
Yeah. Make sure you check that joint out. Good stuff. King Zo checking in, man. He wants to hear Chips.
Chips.
Gotta give the people what they want. I mean,
gotta give them what they want. Then.
I mean, if he wants to hear Chips, you might as well just play the music video then, right?
Might as well.
Let me see what I can do real quick. Why don't y'all keep yapping for a second?
Again, I want to appreciate everyone for tuning in week after week. We really, 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 really like you guys. You guys are cool. You guys are awesome when you interact with us. And makes always the show that much more fun. And we're always getting these submissions, which are dope because they come from all around the world, which is really cool to see our reach. Somebody send Shy Native somewhere, you know, out in different parts of the world, other parts of the country. Again, shout out to Fort Wayne, everyone at the ruin that we encountered and came across. That was a dope vibe. It's always fun to be somewhere and have a good time, have a vibe, and not worry about, you know, anything goofy popping off and stuff. So that's always a good thing.
All right, let's go ahead and run this up right now. Mike Logic, Joey Childs, Chips, you heard it here again right now. Per request from King Zo. On Shy Native Radio, let's go.
Yeah, Joey Childs, man.
M-I-C-L-O-G-I-K.
Treat everybody's chips, drop the cash to me.
Put your chips up.
Still spread the chips
out. Let me know you rocking with us in the building tonight.
We stack chips.
Yeah.
Up your cash.
Max Julian, what up?
Everybody's chips,
drop too much attacks, value one. Allo on the fence.
Still spread the chips out.
AQ, the hit shot.
We stack
you already know. Yeah.
Woo, Tommy DeVito.
Way before sun up, your boss just made you a runner. And we be fucking your lady like I'm the number one stunner. Doing numbers, little cuss words, must heard they can't catch up.
Little cuss words,
little tough birds perturbed that we the next up. Step up to the plate and get the chopping from the neck up.
Yep.
Doc, remove your face, come see Mike Logic for your checkup. No pressure when we walk in, the sweetest greet is a homage.
Yeah.
Little stress up in my neck, think I need a week in Bahamas.
Take a trip.
Over exceeded targets, Louis V is the closet.
Yeah.
To be honest, I ain't talking if we ain't speaking deposits. Popping shit all you want, I don't believe that you gon' win.
Nope.
Walk around with a stick that split your shit up like Moses. Super slick in the booth, I didn't pick, I was chosen.
Nope.
I've been kicking the truth, you shouldn't fix what ain't broken.
Never.
Notice the oohs and ahs, the coup de grace, the pride test.
Yeah.
They eager to ride your way, but don't be grilling the ride yet. It's nonsense, waiting on the cars, about to hit a lick. Gamble it all on the squad, we be taking risks. Make a fist, throw it on your heart if you making chips. Hustle hard, got it out the dog, this ain't make a wish. Waiting on the cars, about to hit a lick. Gamble it all on the squad, we be taking risks. Make a fist, throw it on your heart if you making chips. Hustle hard, got it out the dog, this ain't make a wish.
Yo, that's true enough, rhymes give you that feeling. I don't lose my touch, it ain't about some loot to clutch. It ain't got shit to do with us. Ashes to ashes, me and Joey turn your crew to dust. The stoop, student of the game, shoot it, shoot it through the rut. The pain is temporary, so the crown my head'll carry. Even when I'm dead and buried, I will still be legendary. World sees the mentality, the finest piece is what my palate needs. So I ain't worried about the calories. And I'ma make sure that the team's eating, self-esteem beaming. The new supreme team that keeps the fiends leaning. Superior product, you can tell by the outfit. You got up at the house on it, cause life is all about risk. Perpetual excellence, impeccable eloquence. Intestinal fortitude, definite prevalence.
We everywhere, man.
Mild-mannered, vile grammar. My style's the proud standard. High wire, rhyme writer, prize fighter, outlander.
Waiting on the cars, about to hit a lick. Gamble it all on the squad, we be taking risks. Make a fist, throw it on your heart if you making chips. Hustle hard, got it out the dog, this ain't make a wish. Waiting on the cars, about to hit a lick. Gamble it all on the squad, we be taking risks. Make a fist, throw it on your heart if you making chips. Hustle hard, got it out the dog, this ain't make a wish.
Everybody's chips, drop the cash to me.
Still spread the chips out. We stack chips,
Up your catalog, take everybody's chips, drop the cash to men.
Still spread the chips out. We stack chips,
Up your catalog.
Yeah, dope shit right there. The boys. Let's go ahead and get on out of here, y'all. Good times. Next week, maybe we'll go ahead and make it a Shy Native.
Felice Guapo.
Felice Guapo.
Ooh, a Felice Guapo live listening?
Yep, something like
ooh,
that.
Ooh, that might be pretty cool.
I believe the battery died on the camera, so let's go ahead and get on out of here. Say your goodbyes, people. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
Ciao.
Yep.
I'm Throm C. Follow me. Anything like my reels, damn it.
Peace,
Mike. Yep. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Up, down, feeling upside down. I keep working, but the money ain't enough right now. I keep praying for the best, cause it's us right now. Keep it all to myself, hard to trust right now.
I'm not here for a long time, but I'm here for a good one. A good one, yeah. I'm not here for a long time, but I'm here for a good one. A good one, yeah.